The internet has been revolutionary for building a fan base and for connecting musicians with other musicians. Today, players don't even have to share the same stage to make music together.
So I'm Bob Boylan. We're going to try something tonight.
Last year, NPR's All Songs Considered host Bob Boylan held a reunion concert of his band, Tiny Desk Unit. Bob was on stage here in Washington. His guitarist, Michael Barron, was in California, and they played using software called e-jamming.
This is a song called Toast and Chalk.
Bob Boylan is in NPR's Studio 4A. Hi, Bob. Nice
Hello
to see
there.
You.
Good to see you.
Tell us a little bit, Bob, about your own experience with the software.
Well, my friend Michael Barron and I were in a band here in Washington, D.C. He moved to California, and we wanted to play music together. We exchanged sound files, and we loved doing that. But we wanted to do something in real time, and so we found the software. And it was remarkable to be able to play with a friend who I hadn't played with in years. It was midnight my time, 9 o'clock his time. And we were making music together. And then we took it to the stage, which was absolutely an insane thing to think to do, but we did, and it worked.
Thank you!
Joining us via the internet and e-jamming software is e-jamming technologist Chris Short. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Leanne.
Are there limitations to e-jamming?
Absolutely. I mean, just like with any other application that uses the internet, you're going to have problems with the internet itself. When you're trying to keep a real-time audio connection happening, then yeah, you will have problems. You're going to hear dropouts from time to time. It's just the nature of the beast.
One thing, Leanne, is that most musicians do this at night when everybody's off their internet connection. And so the advantage of being a musician and playing music with your friends is often you're not doing it as we are now in the daytime. We're often doing it when there's a lot less traffic, and so that helps.
Well, we're going to take it to the stage, sort of, as they say right now. We are in our performance studio 4A, after all. And, Bob, you have some electronics here. You're going to play a rhythm track and a bass line. Chris, you've got a guitar on your end?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. And then I understand we're going to have a keyboard player joining us from another location?
Yeah, my buddy Michael should be around. Hey, Michael, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hi, okay. Michael. Okay. And what's Michael's last name?
Michael's last name is, well, I'll let him tell you. Sorry.
Farnioli.
Farnioli.
But we all know him as Piano Michael 738 from Orlando, Florida, right?
Oh. Yeah.
All right. Here we go then. Are you ready, Mr. Chris?
Ready as I'll ever be.
We're in G. A little piano might be nice, Michael.
Cool. We've been listening to a jam via the internet and e-jamming software. Bob Boylan is in Studio 4A. We got Chris Short somewhere in Florida coming to us via computer, and Michael Farnioli also in Florida playing the keyboards. That is so cool.
And none of us, you know, I mean, it's like any three musicians getting together in a room. We've now been together for 4 minutes. So.
Right.
Take that in mind.
You guys started kicking it, you know. By the time you all kind of got warmed up a little bit. I want to talk about another piece of software that's used for online collaboration. This is something from indabamusic.com. And joining us from our New York bureau is the company's CEO and co-founder, Dan Zaccanino. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. What did you think of that internet jam that was going on?
I think it's very interesting, and I think it's very cool that we live in a time when things like this are possible.
Absolutely. So tell us, what is Indaba Music?
Well, Indaba Music is an online platform for musicians. Right now there's about 100,000 musicians all over the world who use the platform to create music together in a different way, taking something that has always been done since the advent of multi-track recording, asynchronous recording with tracks that have been recorded in one place and bring them to another place and have other musicians work on them. They can upload a bass track, and then they can search and find someone that they want to invite to their session. And it's really supposed to be a flexible platform for people to collaborate however they want to.
Well, now comes the show us part. You have a piece of music that was created via Indaba, and you're going to deconstruct it for us?
Sure. So the first track is from a gentleman named Oresti in New York City. He laid down a basic synth part. So then he invited TW, who's another gentleman in New York. They've never met one another, even though they're in the same city. And he invited him to play live drums on the session. The third track we'll hear includes the guitar from United Kingdom. After that take was recorded, there were some other musicians from the UK and the US that were involved, and we'll hear all of them on the final take.
Don't you let me go, baby, just hold me tight. You're my baby, hold me all through the night.
I love it. That's wonderful. Let me bring Chris Short, the music technologist for eJamming Audio, back into the conversation. Let me ask you, what do you think the future holds for internet music making?
I think the future is pretty bright for music making on the internet. Considering the fact that most of the major acts that get put out don't get much love from the actual music lovers, from the guys like me and like Dan and like Michael and like Bob who love making music but probably don't have a snowball's chance in hell of actually getting a deal, we can create the production that we always wanted from our bedrooms, from our living rooms, with people anywhere, literally. I've met an accordion player on eJamming who laid something down on a track I was working on, and you don't wake up in the morning and go, gosh, why don't I have an accordion player in my band? But you meet creative people who you would never meet.
Chris Short is music technologist for eJamming Audio. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you. It was a pleasure, Leanne.
Dan Zaccanino is co-founder and CEO of Indaba Music. Dan, thank you.
Thank you.
Bob Boylan is host of NPR's online music show, All Songs Considered. Bob, thank you.
Thanks, Leanne.
You can't go yet, Bob and Chris, because this is the final segment of our month-long series on music and technology, and it really doesn't get any better than this. I think it would be fitting for the both of you to play us out with an e-jam over the internet. Is that okay with you?
Can I pick up my guitar?
You can do whatever you want, Bob. Chris, is that good for you?
You're twisting my arm here, but okay.
All right, so rock on, guys.